Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who has right, Screwball right. Radio? We back at it. Another week. Right at the screwy time. What's good, my people? What up, E?
What's good, my brother? How's everything going on your side?
Everything is good, man. Everything is good. A little rainy. You know, Hurricane Ian coming up north, but it's not a hurricane no more. It's just a lot of rain. But, you know, hope all those people down there in Florida are doing okay. You know, they got slapped real hard this week.
Yeah.
It's a bad time for hurricanes right now, you know. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, now Cuba just got hit, then Florida got hit, then that shit cut across and came back in for South Carolina and parts of North Carolina.
Yeah, man, and there's a lot of people out here still don't have power. Around my area, we got hit with a lot of wind and rain. We didn't lose power through the grace of God, but, man, it's a mess outside of my neighborhood. Like, they got tree branches everywhere. It left its mark.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, 2.5 million people, I believe, in Florida are without power. You know? The storm came through and really cleaned up. You know, I know people they got family down in Fort Myers, and they had like 8 feet of water in their house.
They were showing some of the people. They were showing what was going on with their household on the TikTok. Places were straight flooded, man. I mean, I just send my thoughts and prayers to that, because that's a nightmare to live.
Oh yeah. It just looks real. You know, they say the Hurricane Ian was one of the worst hurricanes to come through there. You know? Came in through the panhandle. Very bad, very bad, man. I feel sorry for those people, man. You know, just like Puerto Rico, you know?
Yeah.
The hurricane before Ian, you know, wiped out all of Puerto Rico. The whole island didn't have power, you know? And when you look at Puerto Rico ain't that big of an island. And that storm, you know, smothered it. Like, you know, went right over it and smothered it. Floods, craziness. The crazy thing is I've seen sharks in the street of Florida.
Yeah, I was about to mention that.
You know? And that's not even saying about the gators that's going to be end up being places that they ain't should be, because all them, you know, all them swamp areas done got flooded. Definitely fucked up.
Yeah,
time,
man. Especially with them sharks, man. That was like looking at a real live horror movie in the flesh right there. Imagine you walking outside, you see a shark that's swimming outside of your house.
Yeah, for sure. Imagine you got to walk waist deep and you got to get somewhere just to trek through and you don't even know. And here come a shark. You know, you just on your street that you've been on, and you know, it's just a little flooded, and you're walking waist deep, and now you got to worry about sharks in the street. Mother Nature, man. You know, they don't want to believe in global warming. But global warming is real. Like, there's another hurricane forming on the other side of Mexico. That's supposed to hit Mexico. Like, we in hurricane season, and these hurricanes are stronger and stronger. Look, Maria, what was it? Just the one before Ian. That one wiped out Puerto Rico and parts of Dominican Republic. Now Ian came and wiped out some of Cuba and some of Florida, and left the trail going up all the way into South Carolina and North Carolina. Now you got this new one on the other side of Mexico. And not only that, Mexico was just hit with an earthquake when Puerto Rico was being hit by the first hurricane that came by.
Damn, that was no let up, period.
No. It's just a bad time, man. It's a bad time. On top of war, on top of poverty, and you got Mother Nature. Serious out there.
And on top of that, man, you got a lot of people, they're doing any type of scummy way to get profit, whatever would mean necessary. I've seen a story today where these Maryland men, they were charged with trafficking fentanyl disguised as candy. So now you got to watch out what type of candy you buying, because, you know, it's Halloween season coming up, and we got to let it be known, like, this shit ain't here. Ain't even candy they even putting out there.
I mean, you know, when you're dealing with those kind of people that are bringing it through, they got to disguise it and try to get it through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's always going to happen. That's always going to happen. Just, you know, it's a good thing that they found it before our kids got it, you know? It's almost like, you know, them edibles that be out there, and, you know, they make it look like Chips Ahoy cookies, and they make it look like Cheetos and all this other stuff, and it'd be like, you know, it'd be bud. But if a little kid sees it, they don't know no different, you know? You gotta protect the babies, man. You gotta protect the kids, man. You gotta show them. You got kids, man, you gotta let them know, like, look, this is going on. Don't buy this candy. Don't buy that candy. If you do, let me check it out. You got Halloween around the corner. You know what I mean? In 30 days from now, it'll be Halloween.
Yeah, it ain't no mercy, man.
You gotta
man.
Check their candies. Yeah, man. Yeah,
straight,
they gotta do
it's
what they
straight
gotta
wicked
do,
time.
You know? And people don't care. They just want to get the money. They don't care who it affects. It's a horrible time out there right now. We're living in a fucked up time right now.
Yeah, it seems like to me, I don't know if you even think about this sometimes, but it just seems like we just been warped into a new universe where all the things that we grew up holding a dear, like such as principles and morale, this shit don't even exist anymore.
Our principles ain't even around. Like you know, we covered it like a couple weeks ago, PNB Rock. Now, supposedly, a 17-year-old did that to him. His father drove him there. And his mother, the kid's mother was just arrested for accessory. So, if you're somebody's parent and you're taking them there, definitely no principles and morals going on there. Because how you
that's
somebody's
crazy.
Father and you leading him to danger? You leading him somewhere where it could fuck up his life. Well, it fucked up his life. Instead of saying, nah, son, you know, you ain't got to go do that. But you took him there.
Took
mother
him and dropped
just
him off.
Got locked up. Yeah, there's no morals, man. There's no morals. There's no morals. There's no respect. There's no love. There's no loyalty. There's only loyalty to people if they could do something for you. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. You're just supposed to be loyal just because. Because it's in your DNA to be stand up. Not because, you know, he could put a couple dollars in your pocket or he could better your life. Like, you're just supposed to be that anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I be watching shit on Instagram. I be watching shit on Instagram. And, you know, some of the shit that I watch, you know, I say to myself, damn, that was a good deed. But then I say, damn, did you have to film it? You know, you got this guy walking
right
through the store, asking somebody, yo, can you buy me this? And some people saying, nah, and just walking away from them. Then you got the people saying, okay, yeah, I'll buy it for you. And then they turn around and say, oh, because you bought this for me? Here's $1,000. You know, I just want to see who's the first person to help me out. You know, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. But did you have to record that? Couldn't you have just done it to do it? If you wanted to do it? Like, when I see, you know, when I'm in the Bronx or I'm anywhere and I see a homeless person asking for change, I'm not recording it when I give him money. You know, there'd be people standing on the highway and I'll stop and give them a couple dollars if I got it. You know, I don't know what he's going to do with it. You know, it's not my business. But if I see you with a sign and you say it says that you hungry, you homeless, you ain't got no job, and I could do something, I'm going to help you. Even if it's something little. But I'm not going to record it.
Yeah, that's a weird
you
stage
I mean?
Right there where they'll wait right good till they go live, right? And then they'll be like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give it to them. I'm like, that's very weird and bizarre to me, man, because, you know, you shouldn't do it for clout. You should do it out of caring for your fellow man or woman that's going through something.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just looking out for someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm from a time that, like, let's say me and you is together, E, and you ain't got no money on you. And all I got enough for is a slice of pizza and a soda. I'm gonna bust that slice in half and ask for a cup so I could put half the soda in there. So we both could have some pizza and some soda. You know what I mean? I can't eat in front of my friends. I can't eat in front of my friends. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I eat, you eat. If I got four pieces of chicken, I'm going to give you two. You know? I just can't do it. I'm cut from that cloth. What up?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm cut from that time that, you know, our parents wouldn't let nobody eat in front of nobody. If you brought your friend over and it was dinner time, your friend's plate got served first. And then everybody else got their plate served. But we're not recording it either. I'm not saying, yo, we just fed this guy. We just fed so-and-so.
And put a caption on it.
You doing that shit out of the, out the generosity of your heart, man. Out of the love that's your people's. And, you know, we all God's children. All, every single last one of them. We come from different walks of earth, but at the end of the day, you know, we still all the same people. We might eat different things, but we still all eat. We all sleep. We all work. Ain't nobody, you know, some people might have more than each other, but that don't take away from you, you know, treating them any different, you know?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, man, we all have that common goal to better ourselves and to be around people that help us better ourselves and vice versa, doing that for other people. I just don't have that type of cutthroat mentality, man. Like, I just can't sleep at night knowing I got a comfortable, I'm sleeping on satin sheets, and you know, you got your brother, he barely have a place to stay. He's staying in a sweat drop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people is different, man. I know people that are eating in front of you, you know? And those are, you know, those are selfish people. But, you know, as long as I don't have that characteristic, I'm okay, you know? I'm all right. But most of the people I'm around, you know, they want each other, they want everybody to win. I want everybody to win. If I got $100 in my pocket, I want you to have $100 in your pocket, and so on and so forth. Because if one has and the other one don't, you know, eventually, you know, I was always told this: if you hang around non-broke motherfuckers, eventually you're going to be the 10th one because you're going to try to help those other nine people. You know what I'm saying? But if you could help those nine people and they could come up, then you got 10 rich motherfuckers that's good, you know? I mean, it's bad if they don't help you. You know what I'm saying? If you help somebody come up and then they turn around and now they don't even help you, you know, that's some fucked up shit, you know?
There's shit on you.
But there's,
I like that.
But there's people like that. There's people like that, you know? There's people like that. You could have put somebody on and they get on and they forget about you. The industry is filled with people like that. Music business is filled with people like that. You help them get their deal. You help them get on. You introduce them to this person and that person. And then they turn around and act like they don't even know you.
As soon as the deal gets cut
now,
or as soon as they sign that deal, oh, I don't know him, or I ain't never seen this dude before. Well, he was in the studio, but he ain't do much for me. Nah, man.
not even
you help develop him.
Not even that. You call him, he don't answer no more. You seeing him around. That was your boy. You plugged him in with plug one, plug two. Now you hitting him up like, yo, what's good? Where you at? And he ain't even answering no more. But you see him making his moves. You see them making the moves. But they just not answering your phone calls no more.
Or the messages
and that
get left
you,
on scene.
That lets you know that that wasn't even your people's from the beginning. They just was using you. I've
yeah,
seen
they
it a hundred times.
On scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen it 100 times.
And then,
yeah, man,
and then people wonder why, and then people, and real talk, brother, and people wonder why sometimes they either approach us because, you know, we're part of the business, but we're in different fields. Like, you know, you're the rapper. You know, I'm on the interview side of things as well. And sometimes people don't understand, like, the stuff that we've been through. We might come across like, you know, sometimes like jerks and stuff, and we might come across as assholes, but at the end of the day, we've been burnt, you know, and we've been burnt many times. So we kind of have a chip on.
Yeah, you always, not only that, you always going to have a guard up because you're always thinking that these people are coming for the same reason. So I might not be too friendly like I normally would be. You know,
right?
It's just it happens like that. It's not nothing personal. It's just, you know, we're protecting ourselves. And this dude, yo, can you plug me in with this dude? And yeah, I won't mind plugging you in. You know, but I know once I plug you in, 9 out of 10 times I'm not even going to talk to you no more, because you ain't going to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? It won't be me not talking to you. It would be you getting what you needed, and now there's no need for the bridge between me and you, you know, because you got what you needed. So now you burn that bridge to get across, and you ain't looking to come back over the bridge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So that happened to me plenty of times with plenty of people that I've helped. Like I'm a genuine person, man. I'm like, look, I have the mentality where we all part of that same cult following, and we all trying to get the same goals. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be a selfish guy. I'm going to help this man, and you know, you vice versa help me, and we all get this together. So you go ahead and you do that for them, and next thing you know, they block you. You know what I'm saying? They block you, or all of a sudden, just like you mentioned.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know what? Never stop being you. You know? Like I'll never stop being me. I'll always still look out for each other. I might not open my door fully, but I'll still help because it's just, that's in my nature. You know, I'm not going to change myself because someone else is, shows me they shed their skin. You know, a snake going to be a snake. You know? And no other way to look at it. A snake going to be a snake, but I know that that's a snake. So I'm going to treat it as a snake. So, you know, you just give it what it needs and just go on your way. But don't change your energy because someone else. That's what I learned, you know. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to make people laugh. I'm still going to be cool with people. I might not be cool with you no more, but everybody else, I'm still going to be me. As long as people keep it,
you never,
100, you know, as long as you keep it 100 with me, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. I'm never nobody's friend for the gain of anything. If I became your friend, it's because we cool. I never looked at somebody and been like, oh, I'm going to use them to get here, and that's it, you know? All the famous people I know, I'll never reach out to them and be like, yo, can you do this for me? Yo, do this for me. Nah, because that's not what it's about. That's not why I became your friend. That's not why we became cool. We came cool because we like music. We talk about shit. We both like sports. It's just normal conversation. I don't need nothing from you. I just need you to be official. That's it. There's no gain for me.
Definitely, man.
There's no gain.
Because I don't have that opportunist mindset. Even with some of the people that I'm friends with within the business, I just pick up the phone and just talk to them about regular stuff. Like, even big shout out to the big homie Cocaine. We could just talk about fishing. A lot of the times we talk about it, it's just not about music. You know what I'm saying? It could just be regular grown man talk. And that's what needs to come back. It's like straight up bond shifts.
Yeah, like you said, there's people that's like that. But unfortunately, other people's mindset is, you know, they're looking for a come up. And they don't care who they step over. They don't care what friendship gets turned. They don't care about none of that shit. They only care about where they going, what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they be like, I just got mine. I got to get mine, whatever, by any means necessary. And then I don't know if you've seen it before personally, but they try to do it that way, and the universe blocks them.
Yeah, like I done had opportunities where people are pitching me an opportunity, right? And that same opportunity that was pitched to me, I'm trying to bring someone along with me and help them out. And then they go and try to go around me for the opportunity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for instance, you know, there was a time where, you know, people wanted my album, and I was like, cool, I pitched them my album. Then I had somebody that I was dealing with. They had an album. And I'm like, yo, let's pitch them the album. You know, meanwhile, the opportunity was for me. And then he holds back, but then he tries to make the deal once I introduce him to the person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some snake shit, you know, snake shit, you know? But I just let it be. You know, I just let it be. It is what it is. Like I said, I ain't going to stop being me. I'm going to still keep working. I just won't be working with you no more. And that's it, you know? It's not like the friendship was a lifelong friendship, you know? People come and go in people's lives all the time. The real ones stay. The bitch-ass niggas, they go, you know?
Yeah, eventually,
sure.
when you in that space of evolving and creating and, you know, trying to build like a foundation, the parasites is going to remove itself. The universe is going to do that. Or it's going to show you light on those parasites so you won't get attacked by them. That's the beautiful thing about intuition.
Poet will tell you. Poet seen a lot of things firsthand with me. You know, I was moving, you know, early, like 20, 2015, 2016, 2017, I was everywhere. I was doing everything. I was everywhere, every show, everywhere. And people will see that, and they wanna attach themselves to how I move, you know. And then they meet the people that I'm moving with, doing the 1-2s with. Now they doing the 1-2s with those people, and they just don't mess with me, you know. But I don't give a fuck because I'm still moving. You know, you got to where you going because you was around me, so you dealt with the people that was dealing with me. You know, those people will never stop dealing with me. That's like me sending my music to radio and you start watching me. And now you sending your music to the same radio shows. That doesn't stop anything that I'm doing. Because them same radio shows are still playing my music. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like you helping someone and bringing them in front of people, that's not going to make the people stop messing with you. They're just going to start picking up and dealing with them. You know? It's a music business. Everybody's trying to, it's a rat race. You know what I'm saying? It's cheese at the end of the line. And the mice and the rats are running. They're trying to get to the cheese.
Yeah, that's where you had to come in to the realization that it's business at the end of the day. This person's trying to get in where he fit in.
Yeah. You know, and people will do anything and to get to where they want to go. And they don't care who is hurt as long as they get into where they got to go. But I ain't like that. I don't care. That shit ain't going to stop me from feeding my family. That shit don't stop me from making no money. That shit just makes me aware of the kind of person that you are. It don't stop no deals. It don't stop nothing. It just stops me from fucking with you. You know what I mean?
That's all it takes. That's all it takes, man.
Yeah.
For every snake, you're going to find somebody that's going to... Yes, for every snake that you find, somebody else eventually going to pick up on that energy and be like, okay, this is somebody I want to rock with. And it's very rare to find these day and age, but when you find that person, and this is the message I want to send to everybody that's listening, when you find that person that you can rock with you through the blood, sweat, and tears and hold you down, keep them close.
Yeah, because they're not made the same no more. People ain't made the same no more, you know? People are always looking for how they can get over on somebody that's trying to help them. It just don't make no sense. But, yeah, you know, off that topic, you know, we always do the sports and all that, you know, switch it up on the people out there.
Yes, sir.
You know, shout out Aaron Judge. You know, hitting number 61, tying Roger Maris for most home runs in the season.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's 61.
That's a big-ass deal.
You know, shout out to him. You know, shout out to the Yankees. They made it to the – they clinched their division, you know. The Mets did the same thing. They made it to the playoffs. New York is popping right now as far as baseball, you know.
Hey man, you think your man's is gonna try to latch on to the Yankees now?
Who's that?
Stephen A.
Man, he better not. I mean, you know, Stephen A. He's just a commentator, man. At the end of the day. He ain't got no favorite team or none of that shit. He's just there to be talking, man. You know, he's going to talk about who's hot and who's not, you know? He's going to blast people if they're doing bad. He's going to big up people if they're doing good. Ain't no real loyalty to no one team, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I call hot take journalism. That's all that's for.
I mean, yeah, you know, that's what he do. That's what he do. He's going to talk about who's hot and who's not, you know. If you up, you up. As soon as you come down, he's going to blast you, you know. Going to say, oh, man, what's up with this team? Oh, they ain't no good, blah, blah, blah. But just last week, we was up, and he was all hanging on our balls, you know. And this week, we fall off, and now you still swinging on our balls, but you talking bad about us. You know, pause. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
just like
the Giants. Yeah, that's what people do. Yeah.
Just like the Giants. We was, you know, they won. They was 2-0. Everybody on their nuts. Now they lost one game. And they're like, oh, man. Like, it's just one game. I mean, mind you, they lost to Dallas. But it's still just one game. You know what I mean? Still got like,
yeah, they be acting like one loss is gonna set back the whole season. I think they gotta exaggerate it for ratings because that's what bring the clicks. But anybody that's a real fan or the real follower of sport of certain sports know that, like, yo, it's just one game. They can bounce back and get it back together, but that's their job to accelerate the situation.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, let's you know, shout out to Black Paul. He couldn't be here tonight with us. You know, but let's give us some music, though. You know, we'll come back, talk some more sports. There's a lot of stuff going on in sports. So give him some joints, come back, talk some more sports. I know we got a lot of people.
Yeah, man. And first thing first, man, we want to pay homage to Coolio, who passed away. Rest in peace to the legend. So we want to go ahead and play a joint from him and the Dub C and the Mad Circle. Just a little twist off the Dub C album from 94. May you rest in peace. So, yeah, let's get to it.
Let's get it.
You niggas can't pay this money. Yes, cutthroat, man, circle villain. Leaning, steaming in the Kremlin. Tripping on more dumb. Go my way to Compton. The biggest nigga till he get up. You see mask on my lap for 9. Nigga on my breath. Money on my mind.
Yeah.
You goddamn right, motherfucker. What's on again? Coolio, what's the plan?
It's a motherfucking come up, nigga. Load your gun up. It's gonna be a stick up. Came up on a nigga. You know that bitch that I used to fuck. Named Teresa.
Yeah, nigga, with the big ass butt.
Well, a brother was a client of mine. Got to turn around, trips back and forth to Vegas part time.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I got a cape. And if we pull it off right, we can come up on a stack of paper. He go to play. Me, you, and him. Cause the nigga driving the bus is down with us. Call Crazy Tunes and tell him to give you a ride and drop y'all from Manchester Broadway at 5:30. Since old people don't trust young niggas in you. Gotta be disguised like a senior citizen. Don't worry about escape, cause it's okay. I'll be trailing close behind all the motherfucking way, you know. And I don't wanna see your Ike up. But if anybody trips, you better handle that shit.
Nah, man, fuck this. This shit sound shady as fuck. You gon' fuck around that camera, golf suck, motherfucker.
Quit acting like a hoe and go get your fofo, nigga. And let's make some dope. Check this. Nothing plus nothing equal none. Fool, grab the motherfucking money and run.
Alright, come on. Thousand in the bank. Sun, who's frank? Can't go leave, nigga, slow on cash. Ooh, ooh. Hey, Diamond in the bank. Don't need nigga, slow on cash. Ooh, ooh. So now I'm going according to plan. I'm on the back of the bus, dressed like a senior citizen. Sitting on a bus full of old motherfuckers. Waving their Bible, singing, I love Jesus. And now my conscience is fucking with me. Cause I'm about to rob the entire gospel choir. And I ain't asking no questions. Whoever don't comply, I'm sending them all a point blessings. Cause I was told at 7 on a dot. No matter the spot, to execute the plot. And my watch read 6:59. So all shucky ducky, quack quack, it's showtime. Hands in the motherfucking air. This is a jack, nigga, and I'm starting from the back. Necklaces, anklets, the bracelets, to the Rolexes, I'm taking all they shit. Adam shaking, steady fainting, money breaking, filling my bag up with bacon. Looking out the window at Coolio, yelling out a car on the side of the bus.
Nigga, come on!
Yo, we gon' handle this, low. I told him like Janet Jackson, I had it under control. But really, y'all was being greedy, taking too long. So beat the next verse, but first, the course of the song goes.
Diamond in the back, sun is crack. Stay on me, nigga, blow on cash.
A bag full of papes and jewelry, bout to make my skate. Cool to your waves and
come on, nigga, hurry up before one time swoop and you get us all.
Alright, so now I'm on my way to the front. Bus rubber pulled to the side, I want my cat to dump. He was down with us on a shady operation, so we pulled a bus rubber with no hesitation. But that's when the drama kicked in, motherfucker, take that. Damn, I got shot from the back. Looked up and who did I see? The bitch made ass bus rubber putting slugs in dusty. Twisting and flicking, burning like syphilis, looking at death and I'm coughing up flesh. Ran to the car, coolie, yo, I'm in here. I told you this shit sound like a motherfucking quiz.
Wait, what's wrong? What the fuck going on? This nigga must be tripping. We gon' have to kill him.
Cool, here we come, nigga, grab your gun.
Alright, I'm gonna hurt me some fuck. 44 in the right hand, 9 in the left. So I dump 12 rounds in this motherfucking chest. I don't know if it's your birthday, but bitch, it's a gift. That's what you get for the twist, yeah.
Diamond in the back, sun is crack. Stay on me, nigga, blow on cash. Ooh, diamond in the back, sun is crack. Stay on me, nigga, blow on cash. Ooh,
niggas and bitches, yeah, we want to welcome you motherfuckers back to the real.
Hub City legendary. Y'all niggas ain't ready. Elantra Boulevard hustle. Pan his ass if I gotta get the muscle. All black on nigga like Lord Vader. Different hoods, different colors like now later. Now let me cut this OZ. How you like me now like my nigga Mo D? OG in the game. Got a little older but ain't shit changed. It's a return of the G. Feds can't snatch what they eyes don't see. I'ma keep yelling at CTT till they put me in the ground, nigga, trust me. I'm on some other shit y'all can't see. And this nigga mad cause he wish he was me. Yeah. Villain. Me and Chill got another one. Well, y'all niggas soft like bubblegum. Most of y'all niggas shouldn't speak. That shit you just dropped made your ass look weak. Niggas can't fuck with this. Keep it moving. But niggas wanna fuck with this. Shit booming. I'm a Hub City vet. Wake your ass up like Swing King Tech. Yeah. Feeling. Yeah. A nigga chillin'.
So we wanna thank you little bitches for sucking the real niggas dick from the back.
Again, right.
And to all my real niggas, only the real niggas.
on my clip, just kissing. Y'all a bunch of broke ass bitches. Came up in the game in the 4-5-6. Say them VVS's, why them shits ain't hitting. Potty train, bitch, shit. Why they gossiping, I'm running my dick. Back in the kitchen, batter bitches, dinner's a minute. Can't really argue with bitches, I'm a pair. I'm at the dudes with the checkup and disappear. In the streets, money did shit. Whipping that dope, serving niggas in kitchen. I be on my Paula Deen shit. My shit supreme, all queen, I'm bout cheese. I caught bees with no keys. Ho, please. Pockets getting fatter, the bank is I'm going up. But take a banana clutch, got a little get money gut. Drop another selfie, the internet going up. Niggas all in my DM, your MCM got a crush.
Hey yo, dope fiend, saying West, you the shepherd. I put a dot on your head, Dalmatian on a Givenchy leather. Sherry, three teeth, vanilla, my round stellar. Do or die, you leave it in a body bag, a stretcher. And blue marble, head to toe, who are you? I'm too remarkable, ghost status. The black leg Luger, the total package. Pistol whip you brutal, knock off your noodle. Left the scene clean without a trace. Money green, potato skate, chrome hard leather mask, looking like Leatherface, the X after the G. The F before the R, get your letters straight. Whip the big gate, and got another big gate. Locked in the shoe, I seen better days.
Gotta stay focused on my target. Yo, I gotta hit my fucking market.
They call you the Punisher. Prove it. One shot. One kill.
Sibs, what up?
You stupid son of a...
The re-up got you tapping on your capillaries. Back already, product is solid to get you packed and buried. Death threats to all my adversaries. Before we dance, you get a chance to recant. You can't imagine how I'm strapped and ready. Frank Castle aiming to shake the gravel like the dame. Mother of a cane that came and ate the apple. Earth shattering labor pains. This blood sweat, I scribble on every page. You ain't witnessing dubstep. Genre bending when these entendres hit you like pounds of brick. Just to catch one block, we all gotta rewind and shit. Wordsmith, quenching my thirst, taking my third sip of 1800 that makes me front on my third ship. Fucking I ain't going cause I'm going for the crown. But lyrical supremacy, I'm noticeable now. I see you in the cut, taking notice of my style. How I got it out the mud, I'm a lotus oldest child of my mother. Who soon would discover her son's a beast. Three summers deep, pumping the streets, nothing but heat.
Yeah, real word. Shit.
World
spill, nigga.
Too.
Like I said, niggas ain't fucking with me. You know what I mean?
Gotta stay focused.
Jamil,
gotta stay focused on my target.
Hold up.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta hit my fucking market.
On vibes, man. On vibes, word.
Yo. Yo, it's all about the get back. Draw weapons to click clack. Push your weight back. Flip lines, design a dish track. Enter the comate, blood sport. You soon be prey. Victory's ours, I'm sure my flowers are bloom today. Niggas sour, they want the room to play. Clear the room, fumigate and resume the prey. I shine, illuminate, huh? Like the day star. Take off, wish the top of Mount Olympus is radar. Curious, wish the trade-off stop. The guards see the vision. They told me to kill everything and bring the spoils back. All that, you see the vision. I want my share, don't compare me to nothing moving. Human organisms catch swords, even contusions. Me and Sims like LL and Rick Rubin needed a beat. You gave me something to get loose with.
Yeah, gave me something to get loose with. Needed a beat.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Screwball Radio. Had to hit that Saturday night.
Hit with that.
It's your boy Comet.
Well, had to hit it with some fire.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Well, first yeah, off, we were building on sports, man. Yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah,
I didn't mean to cut
you
off, because I was looking at.
You know, Tua, quarterback for Miami Dolphins. You know, this Thursday night, he was hit pretty bad. you know, he had a concussion from last week's game. And, you know, he got hit this week. Hopefully he, you know, I'm sure they're going to keep him out for a few games. Feel sorry for that guy, you know. He went down.
Well, I was about to mention that. That shit was nasty.
Yeah, he went down. You know, it's week four NFL games. A lot of teams is 2-1 right now. A lot of teams is 1-2. Shout out Philadelphia Eagles. You know, they the only team 3-0 in the whole league. They're doing their thing over there. I also want to congratulate, you know, the WNBA. You know, they won their fourth straight gold, the USA Games. That's big for us over here in the United States. Too bad the guys need to be on the same wave that the women be on, you know?
They too busy trying to be on superstars themselves to come together for the cause. So the mother dream teams that we grew up seeing, they were busting ass, bro.
Straight up. Nah, but you know what's the difference? I'm gonna tell you the difference. Is that back in the day, we didn't have too many players that were from overseas. So now those players that play in the NBA, they want to go play for their country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And think about all the players that, you know, their heritage is from a different country, and they want to win for their country. You know, not saying that it takes away from the NBA, but think about it. You know, there's a lot of good players that play for the NBA that when it comes time for representing the USA, they don't. They go and play for their country. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
WNBA, the women doing their thing, you know. They got four straight gold chips, them, man. Salute, because they playing hard out there.
Yeah, they should be over, boy.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully they're doing it for you know, for homegirl that's locked away, putting in pain, even though, you know, they still dealing with the war over there, Ukraine and Russia and all the craziness going on over there. And another thing happened just yesterday was the governor of California signed a bill that prevents people attacking artists because of their lyrics. I don't know if you caught that.
Well, that's a good look for hip-hop, because that's been the key quote that they're really getting a lot of artists locked up. Like, they're using lyrics that they feel that's incriminating them against them in court. They were trying to do that to Bootsy. And you know, Bootsy, he got off, but doing that now with Young Thug and those guys. So,
yeah,
that gives them some protection.
With the one Young Thug case, I see that the other artist, they ain't find him guilty of doing no violent acts. So, you know, they might have to let him go. I forget the artist's name. I think it's like
it's Gunna, right?
Young Thug's. Yeah, his artist. Yeah, Young Thug's artist. And they found him that, you know, they can't incriminate him on anything because he hasn't done nothing. His name is not involved in any of the things that the allegations were about. So eventually, you know, if you ain't got nothing on me, you got to let me go. You know, I don't know the guy's music.
Yeah,
I don't know not one song of his. But if he's innocent, just let him go.
Don't need a waste of the tax dollars.
Yeah, let him go feed his family like he was doing, man. Just let him go feed his family.
It's definitely needed though, man, because people shouldn't be incriminated for what they put in their music. But that's a violation of freedom of speech in a lot of ways.
Yeah, not only that, when someone's making a song, that's exactly what it is, a song. You know? If I said in my song, I'm running down the street shooting at people, but that's not what I really do. I just wrote it in a song to make it sound that way. You know? You can't hold people accountable trying to make a song, you know? Plenty of songs out here that sound flagrant as a motherfucker, you know? But it's just a song. It's just a song, man.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just music, man. Because, you know, if they're going to do that, they're going to have to do that. Right?
It's not like the new generation music. Where they be saying, oh, I'm smoking on the op. And eventually that person that they were smoking on ends up dying. You know? Or they saying in their song that they shot this person and shot this person and they mention the names. You know what I mean? I see that a lot in the new generation's music, you know? They be talking about their beefs on record. It's cool to talk about your beefs on record, but you don't have to say names, you know? And when they got a case on you, they got a case on you, you know? They don't build a case on you because there is no case on you. They build a case on you because whatever you're saying, they're seeing, you know? But hip-hop is hip-hop, you know? Hip-hop, you know, a lot of that stuff I don't consider hip-hop. Because it's not about the culture. Nothing about the new music is about the culture. It's not about the DJ. It's not about the MC. It's not about the B-boys, the dancers. It's not about the graffiti writers. It's all about drugs and control of the streets, you know?
And it's just music is the outlet. It's just music is the outlet for them.
I mean, that's why people get in the music business, because they're trying to feed their families. They're trying to get out the hood, you know? Same like this guy,
exactly.
You know, talking shit about the OGs in the game, you know? Like, there would be no hip-hop if it wasn't for the OGs. So how could you badmouth the OGs, even if you're speaking about one specific person? I'm sure they've done something they've still done something that opened the doors for the new generation. You know? You got to show love to the OGs, man. There's no sense in bad-mouthing them. I know plenty of MCs that are originals. You know, they ain't got a lot, but they have their legacy. And that's something you can't take from them. They might have not made a lot of money, but they put in work so that you could make a lot of money. You know, there wasn't no managers and lawyers then. These guys were just doing it to do it. And were getting famous by doing it. There wasn't no big money behind it. Shout out all the old school pioneers, man, that paved the way for us to do it these days, man. Word, man.
Definitely. Without y'all, without y'all, there's no us.
Yeah, for sure. You know, for sure. You know, the Grandmaster Caz, the Melly Mels, the Herks, Furious, the Treacherous Three. You know, Wu-Tang Clan, the Nas's. You know, even though these guys are bigger than those, but, you know, your Curtis Blows. You know, shout out all the pioneers, man. LL Cool J. All the people, the Kumo D's, the Cool G Raps.
Ice-T.
You know. Yeah, Ice-T. T. LaRock. Coke LaRock. You know, your Kid Capri's, your Doo-Wops, your Ron G's, all the DJs, you know, your Mr. C's. You know, rest in peace, K Slay. You know, it's all because of those kind of people that there's hip-hop today, you know?
Yeah, they had to put him, yeah, they paid the price. A lot of them paid the price so people like us can fly.
Hell yeah, your Ice Cubes, you know, your Dr. Dre's. Even though Dr. Dre's up, so you know, ain't nobody going to badmouth Dr. Dre because he's a billionaire. If anything, they're going to praise him because he's a billionaire. But it ain't really what he's done that they're going to praise him for. You know what I mean? But,
right.
You know, Dr. Dre is the reason that you have a lot of artists. Eazy-E, you know, Ice Cube, DJ Yella, KRS-One, Black
Polish,
MC Ren, MC Shan, you know, Rakim, Eric B, you know, Mari Mom. All the greats, man. These are greats. These are greats. When you think hip hop, these are greats. Those people were able to give you, through them came the Nas's and the Mobb Deeps and the CNNs and the Planet Asias and the MC8s and you know what I'm saying?
They were part of the roots that grew out that tree.
Yeah, your cocaines, you know, your Cole 187, you know? All these vets and these legends in the game done open the doors so we could come in and do our thing, you know? There's no reason to badmouth them.
Exactly.
You know, you think about it. If there was no Mr. Magic, there wouldn't even be an Academics. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
So you got to give props to the OGs, you know, all the radio personalities, the Ed Lovers, the Dr. Dre's, all these people that made their living interviewing artists. Like without them, there's no Academics.
Exactly.
You know? It's just because nowadays it's easy to do the podcast. It's, you know, you got cameras all over the place, you know. But you can't take away that the legacy, man, the legacy, the culture. People was doing this shit way before that guy was born, you know? I don't even know how old Son is, but.
Like, Son, you ain't even from here, man. You came here from Jamaica. Like, we laid that, like, our people laid the foundation here, man. So you gotta show humility, more humility.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing, you know, because, you know, hip-hop, when you think of New York hip-hop, you know, a lot of people is from the islands, you know. Most of Boot Camp Click, their roots go back to the island, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, look, Kool Herc. I think Kool Herc is Jamaican.
Yeah, I think he is from, too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all paid deep, but without them, there's no anybody. Without the originals, there would be no hip hop today. So I salute all the pioneers. I don't look at nobody as they dusty or nothing like that, man. It's just different times, different era, different money, different deals. And, you know, keep rocking, man. Keep rocking.
Yes, sir. So, you know, we had the end of the hour, man. We had a dope build. Big shout out to Black Paul who's there with us in spirit. We hope we have him back on next week.
Yeah, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, we're going
to. You know, we got
to
keep it popping. We got to keep it popping. Screwball Radio another week. What episode is this, E?
Man, we at episode 97, man.
You're almost coming up to 100 episodes. Shout out everybody that's been listening worldwide. We appreciate you. You know, take us out of here, E. Let them know.
No doubt, man. We're going to play this joint here to take y'all out from Rome Streets. This joint here is called Blow for Blow featuring Conway the Machine. And we'll see y'all next week with episode 98.
Kiss the ring.
What's up?
Look out! Get out of here. No, I'm enjoying this.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, conductor, we have a problem.
Gemstar, razor ripping you. You're minuscule. Getting paid work. I wait on a supreme digital. I eat you niggas fool. I played the lower all night. Getting right. Selling a broken down 62. Now it's all the crap. Low thumbs from rap residuals. I know seeing me style is making you niggas miserable. Keep watching my moves. You gon' be suicidal. I'm the god I always knew to never worship idols. You the champ, I blow the wig off and hold it tight. And spill the blood of my rifle all over his vibe. Zip ties on my off-white night shoe. Properly flip pies, click with guys that a knife you. Who don't speak much, read body language and move smart. Keep a chrome tray pound and match the chrome heart. Pay me all time, all hundreds like I'm a loan shark. Mommy said you should be rich already, think you so smart. Before monetary, I was wealthy in the mind already. Playing first and execute millions, I need many. Niggas hopeless and your pockets got pennies for holes. Your attempt to copy is sloppy, we broke the mold. I had coke, I made the fiends go blow for blow. Whoever went overdose, niggas nowhere close.
Ha,
fuck out of here.
One brick, two brick, three brick. Syrup in the sun kiss. You know who runs shit. Kilo rappers unzip. I mean they probably did something, but they ain't done this. They shot the plug, Whippy died in the parking lot with like 100 bricks. I got the noodles out in Paris and fucked up my trip. Like, why I couldn't get killed after the drop-off? We got the Maybach truck outside the Mondrian. They like you doing cocaine numbers with that vinyl, huh? Yeah, bitch, I took that wax and went Daniel's son. I dope head first in the blocks, had the bread stuffed in the box. Flame so hot, I dropped the pot, I caught it. The cookies still was good, I'm Magic Johnson. If we holding ace bottles on the couch, we got the choppers in. Ooh, the feds coming. Turn the phones off, the feds coming. Them niggas hanging out the window, ain't trying dead nothing. Them niggas hang... Stove, nigga.
Yeah, this rap shit got me back. I swear to God, it's a blessing. We still toxic like Rhyme and the Carmen Electra. I'm putting them all in the shredder. My bars getting better. I'm talking slick as raindrops falling off umbrella. That's what happens when them bullshit rumors get back to me. Like giving an arsonist matches and gasoline, nigga. I'm on your neck like that tank on Master P, nah. Nigga, I'm on your neck like the tag on T's. Coach called me in the play, I stopped playing the bitch. My baby mama made a post and I stopped paying the rent. My watch hand like, goddamn, the clock hand that six. Won't get a word out of whoever I hand the brick. I'm a hustler, so I can deliver if you got an order. Cause they got rich off shit that was free like bottled water. Who there when your dollar shorter? I'm like KD in free agency, counting offers, and I won't take a dollar shorter. You'd probably be up too if you had some rich partners. Compressors make packs shrink like a rich doctor. I'm a fifth shopper, brick locker, a whip copper, WNBA, score runner, and then blocker. These for the boys that I made a man. Hustlers, I handed a first pack and gave a chance. If you looking for a hustle and need you a stable plan, I suggest you stand next to the guard like Abraham. Push it, nigga. Ah. Let's go.
The spring water, and I was cracked out on crack cocaine, but I'm still fighting. Cause I got to keep my gloves on for the devil and his evil angels. But I was cracked out on crack cocaine, now I'm cracked out on Jesus. And I'm a minister. I'm a minister for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Cracked out on crack cocaine, now he's a minister of the gospel.